You and your family. In Jesus' name, God bless you. My God, I'm excited. You know why I'm excited? I'm excited because if you don't know, I know that the devil is defeated no matter what he tries. Amen. Praise the Lord. God's principles still work. You want healing. You want deliverance. You got to seek God while he's here. He said, my word is nigh unto thee. It's even in your mouth and even in your heart that thou may do it. And if you do what God say, he says, I would liken any man that will hear these sounds of mine as a wise man. Oh, my God, you can't get wise. You can go to every institution in the world, but that's not the wisdom of God. It may be the wisdom of this world, which is going to perish, but you can't get wise till you become godly. Oh, I'm so excited about what God is doing. Listen, my friend, I'm telling you, I'm so fired up. I don't know how much time I got left on this clock. Amen. I got 1 minute. But let me tell you something, my friend. I am so excited. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe that God, amen, praise the Lord, would do anything for anyone that's ready to submit to him right now. That's why the principles of water baptism in his name would change your life. Because that's the way. Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth and the life. You got to come through him. It's his name that give you power. It's his name that give deliverance. It's his name that bind demons. It's his name that open doors. But let me tell you something, my friend. You can't use his name and shack up with the devil. Hey, glory be to God. You have to make a decision. If you're going to exercise the principles, that means that you're going to live right. Thank you, Lord. And let me tell you another thing. I found out that you can't do it without God. You need him. I got to get off this air. I'm so excited. Those of you who see me tonight, 6:30, 1015 Main Street, City of Colfax. God bless you. Bishop David Bill Sr. Till next Wednesday, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole. If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana, 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
I'm going to speak to you today about erroneous reasons people get married. And then I'm going to give you some guidelines for choosing a good marriage partner. Some people use this as a reason to get married, to provide a comfortable lifestyle, to enhance their career, to provide social status, financial stability. There are a lot of gold diggers who were married just to get their hands on your money or your inheritance. Right? Now, for some people, they say, well, Pastor, that ain't gonna be no problem. I ain't got nothing. So, you ain't got to worry about the gold digger. I just, Help Joan out with that. Gold diggers look for money. They look for stuff. And they target people. So you had to be careful. Others want someone to take care of them so that they can have what they want in life. There's a lot of people out there just looking for somebody to take care of them. You have a lot of men that are just looking for a woman to take care of them. You got a lot of men don't want work, so they look for a woman that's professional, got a good job, got her own house, drive her own car, you know, got some money coming in, and the guy look at that and say, yeah, I want that right there. Because all he can do is, I just lay around, don't have to do nothing. And you got a lot of women that are lonely that will fall into that and say, well, we'll just, you know, I'm going to take care of him, but he's supplying the need I got too. All right, but you ain't got much. All that stuff temporary, and, you know, it won't be long, you're unhappy, because that ain't work, because that woman going to get tired bringing all the stuff in the house. And he's sitting over there on the couch watching TV with bean juice on his shirt. Won't work. Refuse to work. Won't get a job. I'm going to tell you, single ladies, if he ain't worked in 5 years. Now, I ain't talking about disability and stuff like that. I'm talking about a stud. You understand? That he just say, well, you know them people out there on the United Hills, you know how them people lives on the job out there. If he can't keep a job, check out his job history. How long you work at that place? Where you working at? And they tell you, how long you been there? If they only been there 3 months, say, well, where was you working at before that? And they tell you they worked there. So how long was you there before that? And just keep running that trail till you see a pattern. Right? Before you let your heart go. See, it ain't all about the emotional feeling. Love give us that strong emotion. That come from God. But you got to have a practical side that you're not so gullible that you're just sucked into anybody saying sweet nothings in your ear. Okay. Number 9. Sometimes people get married because of pressure. They feel the pressure of all their friends getting married. So they say, well, all my friends get married. I need to get married. I'm getting left behind. So they'll feel the pressure that's put on them by society that they need to get married. Sometimes when people get up in age, sometimes age is a pressure factor that will make people rush into a marriage. But, you know, you got to keep waiting on God, no matter what your age is. You know, you don't want to just rush and do something really foolish. God have somebody for you. If you have a desire to be married, you can count on it that God has somebody that is just for you. Because God give that desire. That's a holy desire. That's a godly desire to have companionship. God put that in you. And so if he put it in there, then that means that he will supply that need that you have for companionship. But you got to be patient and you got to wait. You got to wait on him. Don't marry someone just because you dated them for a long time. Sometimes people can't let go. Well, we've been dating 6 years. We've been dating 8 years. We've been dating 9 years. That's got to be the one I'm going to marry. Not necessarily. So you don't want the pressure to marry somebody just because you've been dating. People say, how long y'all been dating? You've been dating for, how come y'all ain't married yet? Mm-hmm. See, that pressure come. Yeah. And then people say they feel the pressure of their friends and their family pressuring them into a marriage that they may not even be ready for yet. Okay, so you got to watch that. When you marry out of pressure, many times you'll just settle for someone who's not right for you. So you don't want to settle. You ought to have expectation. And at the same time, realize that you're not going to find somebody perfect. Right? You're not going to find somebody that don't have some flaws and don't have a little baggage. All of us have life experiences. where we've messed up, made mistakes, done things wrong, that don't make us bad people. Right? Yeah, so you're not looking for Mr. Perfect or Miss Perfect. You're looking for someone who has a heart for God. If you're a Christian, you're looking for somebody who have a heart for God, who is motivated to serve God. I mean, that ought to be at the foundation where you're equally yoked. Now, I'll get to that in just a minute here. Okay, number 10. This is another erroneous reason people will use to get married. Well, he or she will change after we're married. Or we know we got problems in certain areas, but we're going to work on it after we got married. I'm going to tell you, if you have problems before you get married, marriage only amplifies those problems. Okay? And I said last week, if they won't change for God, they won't change for you. You just got to know that. The bad qualities you see while you're dating will usually be amplified after you get married because you'll have to live with those qualities. See, when you're dating, you may run up on a bad quality every now and then. You don't see it. But when you say, I do, you really don't know a person until you done live with them. So if you see bad qualities in a person before you get married, you just can't think, well, after we get married, they're going to go away. No, they ain't going to go away. They're just going to be magnified because now you're going to be seeing them all the time. And if there are qualities that you can't live with, then you shouldn't marry that person. It's not the things that we like about another person that causes division. It's the things we don't like about them. The things that you like about a person don't divide. The things you like about a person joins you together. Oh, I like that about you. Well, that makes you embrace, but that things that you don't like about them is the things that cause you to push away. I don't like that about you. Why are you always doing that? I can't stand it when you do this. All right, if you got a lot of that going on while you're dating, then it's going to be amplified after you get married because now you're waking up with it and you're going to bed with it. Listen, I have a friend. I ain't going to call no names. This was years ago. I was in college, but he came to see me one day, and he was beat up. Had knots all over his head, scratches on his face. I felt sorry for him because he bent over and parted his hair and said, look at that, Greg. Had a big old gash right there. I said, man, what happened to you? He said, my girlfriend beat me up. She hit him with a pot, skillet, everything. They just got into it. So he came to me, he said, you got a lot of wisdom. You think I ought to marry her? I'm 19 years old, 20 years old. I said, man, she beating you up and y'all ain't even married yet. Just imagine what she gonna do when you get married. Man, she beating you and she ain't got a license to beat you. She don't even have a marriage license to beat you. She ain't even got a license to beat you. She beating you before you. Y'all even say, I do. It's going to get worse when you get married. So I wouldn't tell him no, you know, because I didn't want to make a decision when I said, man, I don't know. I don't know if I married somebody beat me up before I got married. I just don't think I married somebody like that. But you know what he told me? But Greg, I loved him. I loved him, Greg. But Greg, I loved him. So, all right, well, it's your life. Is she comfortable beating you before you get married? Just get used to it. You know, get you a football helmet or something, you know. get you a helmet, prepare yourself. Get you some shoulder pads. You know, so when she get in one of them moods, you just... Go ahead. So, don't be deceived and think after you get married, they're going to change. If there's things that you look in a person's life and you don't like what you see, or they have things in their personality that just irk you to no end, Just think about having to live with that.